بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يتقارب الزمان وينقص العمل ويلقى الشح وتظهر الفتن ويكثر الهرج. قالوا: يا رسول الله، أيما هو؟ قال: القتل، القتل. رواه البخاري. My dear respected brothers and elders, we're going to look at a hadith today, a hadith which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the sign of the Day of Judgment. We're going to look at it together and we're going to compare our time. We're going to compare our time. So the first sign that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَنِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the first of these is the approach of time. يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَنِ is the approach of time. What does it mean? Meaning the shortening of life, spans, and the lack of blessing in them. Blessing in them, like they say, al-barakah. Barakat niyyah. There's not blessing in our time. It was said that it is the approach of the hour, the approach of the D-Day. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. It was also said that it is the shortening of years, months, nights, and days. What do they mean by that? So that a year becomes like a month like a week like a day. Last Ramadan, everyone remembers last Ramadan. Upcoming Ramadan in 2 months. It's just like a blink of an eye. We start on a Monday, Friday is on the horizon. A blink of an eye. The dates, they keep coming. And our life are going towards. As fast as the time goes, that's how fast we're going towards our grave. As fast as our time goes, that's how fast we go to the grave. They say, I don't see the time going. I don't see the time going. They keep asking, oh, weekend over already. Saturday, Sunday, weekend, oh, the weekend is over already. Yes, this is one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. You won't feel the years. You won't feel the weeks. You won't feel the month. In the blink of an eye, it will be in summer. Blink of an eye again, it will be in Ramadan 2026 for us who still be here. And life goes on, goes on. But it goes really fast. Month like a week like a day. It is approaching in the sense that time is accelerating due to people negligence. People negligence. Sometimes you get someone watching a game, cricket game or football game. Oh, 10 o'clock already. And like in those 2 hours of a football game, if he did half an hour of dhikr, he would have found a lot of barakat in that half an hour. A lot of barakat in that half an hour, a lot of barakat in his sleep, a lot of barakat in his food, a lot of barakat in his daily life. Half an hour of istighfar, tasbih, tahmid, takbir. Our negligence makes the time goes really fast. People waiting for the weekend. Why? Because weekends there's a lot of entertainment. Some of us will go to pictures. Some of us will watch the Premier League. Some of us will go to the stadium. Some whatever. Don't get me wrong. We're not getting into halal haram. We're getting into negligence. It's like when you prioritize dunya over deen. When you delay Salatul Asr for a dunya matter, for one of your hobby, that's a negligence. When you delay Maghrib Salah for one of your hobbies, that's negligence. In that time, you don't see the time going past. Some people, Do office work, they tell you, in winter, I don't see daylight. I come up from home, it's night, it's dark. I finish at 5, it's dark. Okay. If you were to pray Zuhr at Zuhr time, Asr at the time, Maghrib at his time, Isha at his time, you'll find so much barakat in one day that someone wouldn't even found in 1 month. Negligence. Some people here in our mosque, when they do not work, they're doing shifts. When they're not working, they're in the mosque. Ask them how is their work. To compare, ask someone who comes to the mosque. Of course, taking into consideration he's working. We've got brother, for example, he works 4 days, 4 days on, 4 days off. He's 4 days off, he's in 5 times salat in the mosque, regardless of the weather. Unless if it's raining badly, it comes in the hadith, Ala salu fi rihal, that's something else. Ask him. And ask someone who's same as him. No change. But doesn't come to the mosque. Rahatul bal. Peacefulness. Whether it's in your mind or in your heart. In your mind or in your heart. Is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone's looking forward to his day off, to please Allah Azza wa Jal, that's the sweetness of Iman. When someone is looking for his day off, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the sweet of Iman. Sweetness of Iman. Halawat al-Iman. The sweetness of Iman. Dunya, we're all gonna leave it. إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة إلى القوة إذ قال له قوم لا تفرح اترانني no pride no ego Allah doesn't like ego قارون was the most richest ever human being ever known what did he take with him what did he go with the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Why? Because dunya was more important. Hobbies were more important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had no place in his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had no place in his life. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, the most richest woman ever known. Well, known, famous. Doesn't mean that there's none. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf enters the mosque with a beard and he's put Mehndi ko kya kehte English mein? Henna in his beard. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking him, Ya Abdul Rahman, I haven't seen you for 3 days. He goes, Ya Rasulullah, I was at work. I'm working. And then Muhammad asked him, What about the beard? He goes, I just got married. He goes, Barakallahu laka fi rizqik. May Allah bless your wealth. He's never knew poverty since. But when it was the time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was there. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one signal. Ki Abdul Rahman, I'm missing you. Ya Abdul Rahman, you're a really close friend to me. You're a really close friend to Abu Bakr Siddiq. We're really close friends. I'm missing you since that day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him. The only sahabi that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed behind is Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. وفي قولين عبد الرحمن بن عوف and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Why? These people, negligence. They didn't neglect. One sign from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's it. He's working. Doesn't mean that he's not here. Doesn't mean that he doesn't come for salah. Doesn't mean that he doesn't turn up in salah. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we're missing you. This is your place. Do not get busy into this dunya because you're not taking anything with you. Did Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, when he died at 72 years old, what did he take with him? Kafan. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he died, what did he take with him? Kafan.
Fir'aun, when he died, what did he take with him? Nothing. Curse. Qarun, curse. In the Quran, mentioned in the Quran, cursed in the Quran till the day of judgment. Therefore, negligence. Do not neglect. Never. Negligence. Never. This for the first effect. Negligence has got on the Muslim, on the believer, is he doesn't see the time going past. Brothers, let me give you an example. And I am a big football fan. On a Saturday, winter time, you start at 12 o'clock till 8 o'clock, game after game, game after game, game after game. Zuhr's gone, Asr's gone, Maghrib's gone, Isha's gone. The only day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you as a free day, as a day to rest, that day, you sit down in front of your TV, watching every single game, one after the other. Games, look at the games. There were players, they're gone. And those players are playing now, they will be gone as well. The team changes, the time changes. But this doesn't change. Salatul Jama'ah doesn't change. Salatul Wara'ul Imam doesn't change. Why prioritize al-fani ala al-baqi? The changing on non-changing. The non-changing. What's al-baqi? Wal-baqiyatu salihatu khayrun inda rabbika thawaban wa khayrun amala. What is with me or any believer to come to the mosque, play Zuhur al-Salah, do his tasbihat, go finish your game at home? Wal-baqiyatu salihat. What's baqiyat al-salihat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, al-malu wal-banuna zinatu al-hayati dunya wal-baqiyat al-salihat. Baqiyat al-salihat means the tasbihat after salah. Khayrun inda rabbika thawaban. Best rewarded. The tasbih. Okay, to understand. This tasbih that we do after salah, salah do not depend on it. You do it, that's fine. You get rewarded. You don't do it, your salat is still accepted. But you won't get the reward for baqiyat al-salihat. So now, just imagine, that means it's a sunnah. According to some, it's mustahab. The reward of a sunnah, the reward of a mustahab is better than dunya and what it contains. What about the fard? Just imagine about the fard. Do not neglect any of your salat. Your time, your free time is precious. Give that free time to Allah Azza wa Jal and you'll see the reward. Give your free time to Allah Azza wa Jal and you'll see the answer. Al-ghafla. We call it in Arabic al-ghafla. What's al-ghafla? There's something al-ilm. Something Al-aql, something al-ghafla. Ilm is knowledge. Person knows salat is fard, he comes for his salat. That's ilm. Ilm goes with amal. If there's action, then the ilm is ilm. Otherwise, it's al-ma'luma. Aql means wisdom. بل أكثرهم لا يعقلون. Not لا يعلمون. Because aql first, wisdom then comes amal. When you understand something, then you'll act on it. Ghafla. What's ghafla? Negligence. All these three things. We've got one thing. Neglect something, neglecting something. All these three things, they've got one thing in common. That you've got the information. Are you wise with the information? Are you awake with the information that you have? Do you act on the information? Three things. Wise, al-aql. Awake, which means you do not neglect it. And ilm, of course, which means action. You act on it. You obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my brothers, we know
Salat is fard,
but we are not awake. We know
Salat is fard,
but we lack of wisdom, because the amal is not there. We know
Salat is fard,
amal. It is, the amal is there, but it's not complete. Brothers, what time is Fajr today? 7 o'clock. What time do I wake up to go for work? Except for the people who work at night time. Most of the people who do office job. What time do they wake up to go for work?
8 o'clock, some of us 9 o'clock.
You've got enough time to come and pray Salatul Fajr. There's no excuses whatsoever. You've got enough time to come and pray Salatul Fajr. This mosque is yours. The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs to the believers. You are a believer. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought you here for Jumu'ah Salah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings you here sometimes into any other mosque, for any other prayer, you are a mu'min, you are a believer. But a believer cannot neglect. A believer cannot ignore. A believer cannot not lack of wisdom. لا بد من العقل والعلم والحلم. These three things should be in me and you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of deen. May Allah subhanahu, the hadith is not finished, we'll finish it next week inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Praise in the brothers inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المنزل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد صدق الله العظيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتقارب الزمان وينقص العمل ويلقى الشح وتظهر الفتن ويكثر الهرج قالوا يا رسول الله أيما هو قال القتل القتل حديث رواه إمامنا البخاري عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا ينتزعه من الناس ولكن يقبض العلم بقبض العلماء حتى إذا لم يبق عالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا رواه البخاري ومسلم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى اقترب للناس حسابهم اقترب للناس حسابهم
اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون، ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون، لاهية قلوبهم وأصروا النجوى الذين ظلموا، هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون. اللهم اجعلنا محبي لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اجعلنا تابعين للهدى يا أكرم الأكرمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه باسمه وثنى بملائكة قدسه، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة وعن العشرة المبشرة وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين ولا تجعلنا من الخاسرين، اللهم اجعلنا من الفائزين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين يا أكرم الأكرمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Fill in the gaps, brother. جزاكم الله عنا خير. Fill in the gaps. بارك الله فيكم. جزاكم الله عنا خير. There's some places, yeah, second صف, third صف. Please fill in the gaps, brother. حفظكم الله. جزاكم الله عنا خيرا. Fill in the gaps. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts of iman, inshallah ta'ala. جتني قريبة أوجي واتنين إن شاء الله تعالى. الله سبحانه وتعالى مريدي الميمان دالي إن شاء الله. Brothers, come on in brothers. Fill in the gaps. بارك الله فيكم. عمر الله قلوبنا بالإيمان. Say amin. جزاكم الله عنا خير. جل بابا وقام الددي.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هيا على الصلاة، هيا على الصلاة، هيا على الفلاح، هيا على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم، إن تستغفر لهم 70 مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم، ذلك بأنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله، والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. فرح المخلفون بمقعدهم خلاف رسول الله، وكرهوا أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله، وقالوا لا تنفروا في الحر، قل نار جهنم أشد حرا لو كانوا يفقهون. فليضحكوا قليلا وليبكوا كثيرا جزاء بما كانوا يكسبون. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك
الحمد. الله أكبر. اللهم لك السجود ولك الحمد. سجد وجهي الذي خلق وشق فتبارك الله أحسن.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. اللهم سجد وجهي الذي خلق
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فإن رجعك الله إلى طائفة منهم فاستأذنوك للخروج فقل لن تخرجوا معي أبدا ولن تقاتلوا معي عدوا، إنكم رضيتم بالقعود أول مرة فاقعدوا مع الخالفين. ولا تصل على أحد منهم مات أبدا ولا تقم على قبره، إنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله وماتوا وهم فاسقون.
الله أكبر.
خش عليك سمعي وبصري.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. سجد وجهي لله وشق فتبارك الله.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. سجد وجهي وشق سمعه.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، وصل اللهم وبارك على سيدنا محمد نبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.